Okay, the title of talk is Efficiency Discrete Fractional Hersheyman Optimal Transform and Its Application. I am Su Changpei from National Taiwan University. This is the outline of my talk. I give some introduction and describe the Hersheyman Optimal Transform we call the Hart Transform. And we describe its property. And we propose some efficient Hart Transform and doing some applications and make a conclusion and a reference. First, I give some introduction of discrete fraction Fourier transform. It's a continuous fraction Fourier transform discrete version. And this discrete fraction Fourier transform is a generalized our conventional Fourier transform. We can tune it by one parameter we call the fraction order. And right now, there are many existing discrete fractional signal transforms, such as the multi parameter DFIFT, random DFIFT, fractional DCT, a fractional discrete cosine transform. And all existing one-dimensional endpoint discrete transform, it needs order of n squared complexity. And we will propose a new discrete fraction order transform. The order can be reduced to the order of n to the 1.5 computations. And this new transform is a fractional version of the Hersheyman optimal transform. And what's a Hart transform is that? It's a discrete DFT based transform. And in the reference 12 and 13, it describes all of this kind of the Hart transform. And in the last 2 years ICAST, they try to use this transform to reduce the convolution complexity. And in this paper, we try to fraction the Hart transform will extend to have to reduce is the complexity will be linear to the order of n complexity. We also apply this new efficient transform to encryption the digital images. And first, we try to define the Hart transform. I already mentioned it's a DFT-based signal transform. It's more efficient than the DFT. And this is the standard chronometric product probability property. And this is we're familiar with the K by K DFT transform matrix. And Hart transform is easier. It's just by this DT transform chronic product to the identity matrix. Then this is we call the Hart transform. Right, the dimension will be K squared by K squared. And I give some example, 9-point Hart transform. This 9-point Hart transform. And this 9-point Hart transform can be equivalent to three separated DFT transform, such as this slide. So we have the 3-point DFT and three separated to make up the 9-point Hart transforms. So the K square point Hart transform is equivalent to K separate K point DFT. If the n is K squares, then the Hart transform complexity will be order of K to the K minus K. K square is n, so the complexity will be n log to K. So the Hart transform is more efficient than the DFT. And he has very nice property. It's unitary. The transform conjugate times it will become the identity. And it's symmetric. And it's periodic. If you do in the Hart transform four times, you will become to the identity matrix. And how to find the eigenvalue of this Hart transform is easy. If we can find the eigenvector of DFT, then basis, any orthonormal basis, then the DFT eigen vector, corner product, the identity orthonormal basis, this will become the eigen vector of half transform. And the eigen value of the half transform is also related to the DFT eigen value. The DFT eigen value has four discrete eigen values. And this is the DFT multiplicity. Then half multiplicity just times this k. That will be the half eigenvalue multiplicity. And the commutation matrix is, if we can find the commutative matrix to the original DFT, then this commutative matrix corner product identity will be commutative to the half transform matrix. And we try to propose the frictional half transform. That means we pick the frictional order of this half transform matrix, then these are the frictional order. How to get the frictional order matrix? It's easy. This is eigenvalue. We just frictional order the eigenvalue and then compose. This will be the DFT frictional order transform. If this order is zero, it's become the identity matrix. If this fraction order is equal to one, this becomes the DFT, conventional DFT matrix. So the fraction order between the one and the zero, you can get any kind of fraction order. Say alpha is 0.3, that's what we call the fraction order DFT. So the fraction order transform is just this fraction order here. We make a simplification. The fraction order of the identity become to the identity, then we get a simplified version of the fraction order half transform. And we can propose more efficiently discrete fractional half transform. Say this is a conventional one. And we already mentioned that the order is to the n to the 1.5. And this is deduced by 1 over n of the conventional transform complexity. And we can even more. This is the boundary condition. I already mentioned if this is zero order, this becomes identity. And order adaptivity is we have two order multiplied together, then it will be at a plus b order. And also inverse is just minus the order. If there is 0.3, the inverse with minus 0.3 with inverse transform. So when the order is equal to one, it's become to the conventional half transform. And it's also unitary if it's make a conjugate transpose, this becomes to the identity. And then if the length n is independent of n, we can decompose it into this one. That's, this is L, this is L minus n. This becomes the order of n transform. The complexity will be L minus n and L. Then L divided by L, this is the order will be n minus l. This will be linear order of order n, the complexity reduced to the linear order of order n. And we try to use this transform for image encryptions. Say this is a two-dimensional image, and we're using the double random phase to image encryption. We just multiply a random phase, and then doing the two-dimensional fraction order, one row dimension the fraction order, that means A, the column dimension order the B. Then we then multiply another random phase, then doing the second 2D transaction 和 head model transform, the order is C and D. Then we get this encryption image. The decryption is the reverse order of this one. We're just doing the reverse order of the discrete fraction order transform and doing the multiply the redundant phase and doing the another 2D Fourier transform and take the magnitude and this phase will be disappear. We can get the original image back. So this is, we try to apply this to image encryptions. Then the key will be the four parameter order A, B, C, D and the random phase key. That's we hold our key for the encryption or the security. And and this is the experimental result. Say this is the original image. And we try to encryption in this encryption image. If we get the right order, we can recover back. If we get the wrong order, you're unable to come back, recover the original image. So I make conclusion of this paper. In this paper, we define the discrete fraction half transform by Kronig product of fraction DFT and identity matrix. And this DFIFT is more efficient than the conventional one. And the order complexity can be reduced to n to the 1.5, even in a linear order with n. And the isohol also has a very good property. And we apply this to the encryption of digital image. And this concludes my talk.
We're actually back on time, and we have some time for questions, if you have any questions. I have two questions, actually. The first one is computational. In other words, how fast can you actually, for let's say 64 by 64, 128 by 128, how fast can you encrypt that?
It's order of linear n, so it's maybe L times 64.
Okay.
Instead of 64 square.
All right. And the next question is, have you actually tried to compare it to other encryption techniques in terms of trying to to decipher and your image back?
That we have to make more further investigation. But the double random phase is a popular one in the optical image encryption. And we try to convert into the discrete version of image decryption. So double random phase image encryption is it's a popular scheme in optical field. But right now we are doing the digital image field domain. Okay. The key right now, we have a 2D random phase. That's a lot of key space. And also four parameter. That's the fractional order of half order transform. So that's the total key space, secret key space.